Welcome to the Big Blue Podcast. I'm Lee Goodson, here with my co-host, Dr. Greg Stone. Good morning.
Hello, Dr. Goodson. How are you?
I'm having a great day. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great. Well, we're here today with Jenny Beatty, Dean of Student Success. Jenny, it is really good to see you on the show again.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yeah,
always happy to
you're
talk
here.
About commencement.
Yeah, we're going to talk about commencement, spring commencement 2024, mm-hmm. and you're going to tell us kind of what to expect and just it's a joyous occasion. And I know in the background you all go through a lot of stress, but I'll tell you, it never shows on the front end.
Oh,
so
thank you.
I just appreciate the work you're doing. It's coming up for the end of spring 24. Mm-hmm. So let's start with the details of when and where for those who maybe haven't seen the post about it in the TCC today recently. I know you do a lot to communicate, but it's never enough, right?
Never enough, and we always get lots of questions. So we will be celebrating on Monday, May 13th again, and we'll have two ceremonies at 5:45 and 8:15. So at 5:45, we will celebrate basically our STEM schools. So we've grouped them, so health, math, and engineering, and science and aeronautics will celebrate together at 5:45. And then the schools of business and information, communications, English world languages, liberal arts, and community service will all celebrate at 8:15. And we did that strategically after I visited with my colleagues on the academic dean side of the house and said to them, what would you think if we, you know, really strategically divided them out so that people who potentially have more than one major, it's normally going to be in kind of that same genre. And so we separated that out so that students could, you know, kind of celebrate with their schools if they have more than one school or more than one major at the same time. That doesn't always divide the ceremonies equally, but I think it's a better fit for the students.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jenny, obviously you've been heading up commencement activities for a while. Any significant changes in terms of logistics for this semester ceremony that people who are participating may need to know?
So the main difference that we'll have at this year's ceremony is that instead of having the two columns kind of chairs that we have, we're going to have four. And so the outer two columns will be a little bit smaller. So I haven't exactly got the numbers worked out yet, but smaller on the outside, and they will be faculty and staff chairs. And so then we'll have two columns in the middle of students. And so the faculty and staff and the students will go from front all the way to the back. And kind of my idea is to kind of hug our students a little bit. So we're going to have, you know, faculty and staff on both sides. And then, of course, we'll have the platform party up front. And so just to kind of surround them and give everyone a better view, hopefully. So that's our big change for this year.
What can you tell us about this year's commencement speaker?
So we have an exciting speaker, M. Susan Savage. Most of us just know her as Susan Savage. And I actually had just known her as the mayor of Tulsa.
Right.
And then, you know, as Secretary of State for the state of Oklahoma. And so when I heard her name, I thought, you know, she's done some really cool things. And
she's done some amazing
things. You know,
things.
She has
yes.
broken some barriers. Mm-hmm. And so she was Tulsa's first female to hold the seat of mayor, so that's really exciting, and she did that for 10 years. And so, and that was a while ago, so she was...
It was back in the... I remember, because...
Yes, she was 19...
I think I applied for an internship in her office. I didn't get it, but...
yeah.
I think I remember meeting her in, like, 1990.
92 to 2002, my research
yes,
shows
there
that
you go.
She was the mayor. So
yeah, okay.
That was a hot minute ago, you know, that mm-hmm. she was a first mayor, so that... first female mayor. So
yeah.
that was kind of cool. And so then she went on, of course, to be Secretary of State. And now she is the CEO of Morton. And, you know, that's a big company in Tulsa.
Yeah,
so.
It's a big healthcare system for mostly Medicaid recipients. And so she's doing a lot of incredible work around health equity in the city of Tulsa.
Yeah. So yeah. I think she's going to be
amazing.
Really good.
Yeah. And she's on our foundation board, too. And an active, very active in that space. So wonderful. We're excited about it. Yeah.
Jenny, I think most people who are listening and certainly people who have been to commencement can imagine it's a big undertaking in terms of planning it. You know, it's a lot, but there's a lot of people, so it's just going to be complicated. Can you maybe give us a little bit of a behind-the-scenes look at what it takes to get ready? Because it's more than just setting up all those chairs, right?
It's a little more than that. It is. So, you know, there's barely a day that goes by in the whole entire year that I don't do something with commencement or think about commencement. Mm-hmm. And I want to be clear that this is a college-wide effort. The number of areas with whom I coordinate is, I think, staggering to some people about just everyone who touches commencement. And so, you know, we have to start early in terms of securing a date and a location and those sorts of things. In the kind of what I call the off season of commencement, I'm doing things like making sure that we have enough diploma covers on hand and making sure that team meetings are scheduled. We work with advising extensively to determine what the last day is to file for graduation and have your name in the program. So that's something that we do earlier on. Work with advising on the numbers of students and getting all those emails out to students so that they know what to do. We work with the bookstore to make sure that the regalia is here on time and that the announcements are accurate. We do a run of shows. So I have the entire commencement day and usually the day before a run of show down to the minute of exactly what's supposed to happen every minute. So we coordinate with facilities to make sure that everything we need is delivered at a certain time and that the flowers get there on time and, you know, just all those kinds of things that we have to do. The name cards, we have to work with our photographer. They print all the name cards for us. So what goes on the name cards and how the announcers are going to announce the names and the practice of that, there's just a lot. And so, but it's a college-wide, so many people are touched this.
Let me just, before we go on to the next question, what a shout-out to your name callers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yes.
And they really care. I'm standing up there, and I will watch, and I'll see Nash McQuarters lean in and go, tell me the it'll be someone that may have a tricky name, right? Mm-hmm. And he'll lean in, because you can't hear anything, because it's so exciting, and he'll lean in and say, tell me again, because he wants to get it right.
Yes.
And just that respect for the graduates is so appreciated by those that call the names. So.
It is. And, you know, all four of our name callers are so good to do that and
very
to make
good.
Sure that every single person. And, you know, we get a lot of questions about that. So I monitor a commencement email account.
Mm-hmm.
And daily there are multitudes of emails in that account, people asking questions. And one of the questions they ask is, you know, how will they know how to pronounce my name? Or, you know,
right.
what if this or that, you know? And so that's really important.
It's a big deal
it's
to
a
people.
Big deal.
Yeah,
it's
a really big deal. And, I just called out Nash because he's the one I remembered just
right.
now. But, I mean, it's amazing. Yeah.
Cassie,
it's,
Tom, and Gloria do
yeah,
the same thing.
Yeah, I know
so
they
shout
do.
Shout them
yeah,
all out.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I see so many people. But,
yes.
Well, safety and security are always at the top of our
right.
list here at TCC. I think we know that from the measures we've recently taken at both Metro and now West Campus with the swipe to get into the building and mm-hmm. things like that. But it's always on our mind for big events like this. And tell us how the TCC police will be working with the TU police officers and other law enforcement agencies to make sure we're safe, right? And able to enter and exit the Reynolds Center and TU campus safely, because it is kind of a tight squeeze.
It is. It is a tight squeeze. And so,
but an amazing venue.
Yes.
It's an amazing venue, but a tight squeeze to get in and out.
Yeah. Yes. The timing is tricky. It's trickier than anywhere else we've been.
Right.
Just because of all that.
Yeah. I saw the 5:45, 8:15. That's not by accident.
Right. We did 6 and 8 the first time we were at TU, and just that transition time in the middle was tight, and so we spread it out. I felt mm-hmm. like going to 8:30 was just a little bit too late for people, and mm-hmm. I even now get comments from people saying, 8:15, that's kind of late. I'm sorry, you know? I mean, we're just trying to get everyone in. So we work with emergency management mm-hmm. to make sure that the traffic flow is such that people can get in and out as safely as possible. We also have signs. So we have, Kurt Nielsen has great big rolling signs that he puts out to kind of help direct that traffic. The TU campus security, they work closely with us on the inside venue. And then our team is doing a lot of the outside, the parking lots and things like that, because they know our people and they can direct people and know who they are. We also partner with the city of Tulsa, and the Tulsa Police Department manages the roads on the, like the city streets, so that we can get people in and out of the parking lots and make sure that the lights, we can override the lights sometimes when people are coming out. So those are all really important things that we do. We have a presence inside the building as well. TU has jurisdiction over anything that happens at TU. TPD has jurisdiction over the things that happen on the police, on the city streets, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. So it's definitely a collective effort. We also have the shuttles for the third time. And so the shuttles will be there so that people can get in from any parking lot, and they loop around. So we have three shuttles, and they loop continuously. And so if everything runs perfectly, there should be a shuttle in every parking lot every 6.3 minutes. And so, it doesn't always run exactly perfectly.
Sure,
For the most part, it really helps for people to not have to walk across the busy streets and things like that.
Right.
So that they can safely get in and out. And they will run until the last people have left the parking lot.
So our police department is more on the inside of Reynolds, whereas...
Our police department is in the parking lot.
They're in the parking lots.
Right.
Okay, that's been there... assignment for this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've morphed into that. We've kind of had to tweak it every time.
Right. But they're very much involved.
Very
so
much
So people
involved.
Will see
Absolutely.
Our officers that they know and trust.
In full
and
force.
It'll be good.
In
wonderful.
Full force. Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. Jenny, thank you so much for visiting with us about our commencement this coming, May 13th.
May 13th.
Super excited about it. You've been listening to the Big Blue Podcast. I'm Lee Goodson. Here with my co-host, Dr. Greg Stone.
Thank you, Dr. Goodson. Thanks, Jenny.
Over and out. Thanks.